Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is, right? Yeah. So, people are talking about Jesus. So, I know what it is. I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is so extraordinary, extraordinary. So, you think I'm being extraordinary? I'm just being ordinary. You can't say that this extra, you can't got to be the most. Every corner know how I know. You just told me so. They were power preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Yeah. And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just say, you need to stop. You need to get out that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God now. He just being lazy. This must be smoking on. They got him going crazy, but still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Ordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, y'all. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm going to kill it. He will feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the dough. Listen, I'm start with. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the boss. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Around the G-O-D. Because he got my back. He do an elder this week. He picking up the slack. He blessed me twice so I can wreck the track. I bet you rewind it. I will. And play it back. I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause you was no real. Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. Yeah. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I'm busy with him. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Said I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm
just being ordinary.
Tell it.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome everybody. Amen. To the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide and uncensored. Hallelujah. And this is More Than an Hour of Power. Hallelujah. With Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. It's truly a blessing to be on the line today. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Praise God. To be in the presence of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And how many of you know we just being ordinary? Praise God. Hallelujah. We just being. Praise God, who God called us to be. Hallelujah, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, the things that the world calls extravagant. Hallelujah, the things that the world calls foolish. The things that the world calls hyper-spiritual. Praise God, hallelujah. We just being, amen, ordinary. Hallelujah, when we get sick, we ordinarily expect to get healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we go through storms, we ordinarily expect to come out. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't expect to go into no trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. Without coming out on top. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the mentality of a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. The mentality of a Christian is an overcomer. Hallelujah. Meaning we overcome any obstacles that come in our way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember when the Hebrew children were stuck in Egypt for over 300-400 years in bondage, in slavery? Hallelujah. They held on to their faith that God was going to deliver them out of it. After generation, 10 generations came and went. Hallelujah. People died. Amen. People were born. They died. Praise God. Some more people was born. They died. Amen. But they kept passing down this bit of information. You got to have faith. Hallelujah. God said he's going to send us a deliverer. God says he's going to send us a savior. And they held on to it for generations and generations and to generations until Moses showed up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Moses showed up. Moses was already there. Sometimes your help can come from somebody you least expect it. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But because they held on to their faith, hallelujah, the Egyptians were looking at them like they was crazy. Hallelujah, you really think somebody gonna come save you? You know how long y'all been preaching that same sermon? Hallelujah, 400 years we've been hearing about this Savior. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, and he ain't came yet. Hallelujah, amen. But they held on to their faith, and then one day, hallelujah, Moses came before Pharaoh and said, I am, let my people go. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we believe, we hold on to it. Hallelujah. Remember the Hebrew boys? The Hebrew boys had a kind of faith. They said, hallelujah, if God don't deliver us from the fire, if he don't deliver us, he could have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, if I go in here and I die, if I go in here and I burn to death, hallelujah, I'm burning to death knowing my God could have delivered me if he wanted to. Hallelujah. If he don't deliver me, praise God, it wasn't in his will. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's the kind of faith, hallelujah, that Christians have. Hallelujah. Amen. Not the kind of faith that people got today. I don't know what's up today with these people today. Hallelujah. I don't see the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see the belief in Christ, the belief that God is still a deliverer. God is still a savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We as Christians have to realize, hallelujah, amen, that the world is not in control. We are. Hallelujah. Amen. We as Christians need to realize, hallelujah, amen, that we are the leaders. We are the ones setting, hallelujah, the bar. We set the standard. If we acting scared, if the church is acting scared, hallelujah, praise God, then the world going to act scared. Hallelujah, amen. Because if how they scared and they children of God? Hallelujah, don't let them scare them people, but now they scared. Now they locked in the house. Praise God, hallelujah. We got to realize the example, hallelujah, that we are setting in today's time. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We just want to thank everybody for calling in today, everybody for tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. More than an hour of power with the Black Crystal Preachers. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name once again. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit unleash, hallelujah, in a mighty way on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Let your presence be felt by each and every person, hallelujah, in attendance in their various places, Lord. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Anything that's trying to prohibit anybody from receiving the blessing that you have for them on tonight. We thank you for the deliverance. Hallelujah. The salvation. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the healing that is about to be unleashed on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you for it, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're about to get started. Before we get started, amen, I want to have a couple of announcements. We will be online this coming Thursday night with Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. Bringing forth the word of God. Amen. We will be back online next Sunday morning. Hallelujah. For 11 o'clock service with Care Church. Hallelujah. We probably will be broadcasting from the building. Hallelujah. Amen. So we invite you to still call in. Those of you on Facebook Live, we invite y'all to tune in for that. Hallelujah. Amen. And also next Sunday afternoon, we will be debuting our new show, Straight Talk. Hallelujah. An educational platform that we developed. Amen. So we can learn more in depth about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Growing up, I learned that there's two words that sound alike, but they're different. Hallelujah, amen. They sound alike, but they're different, amen. The word is illiterate and illiterate. I know it sounds like I just said the same word, but one word means to not be able to read, that you can't read, you can't understand what, you can't read the words. You can't understand what the words are. You can't spell. Hallelujah, but the other word, illiterate, means that you can't comprehend, meaning that you can read it, hallelujah, but you can't understand it. Hallelujah, praise God. So we developed this platform so for certain passages in the Bible, certain things in the Bible that we read and we quote, but do we understand what's actually being said? Hallelujah. So we go in depth and we go into the history of who wrote it, when they wrote it, why they wrote it, what was the reason for them writing it, and also we go into questions about what people would call controversial questions, the questions we don't ask in the church that need to be asked in the church, because they're talking about it in the beauty shops, they're talking about it in the barber shops, they're talking about it in the clubs, they're talking about it on the corner. So what would you rather them get worldly advice or come get some advice from the word? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to be dipping into that next Sunday. Amen. And our first discussion next Sunday will be the book of Timothy 1 and 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the question was posed, amen, should they be removed from the Bible? Then the question was, well, why should they be removed from the Bible? Hallelujah. Amen. And the focal point is that this is not technically a scripture. Hallelujah. Timothy 1 and 2 are technically letters. Hallelujah. Letters written from Paul to Timothy. A letter written from one person, hallelujah, to another person. Praise God. Amen. That's a confidential document. Praise God. This would be like me mailing one of you a letter, mailing Brother Darrell a letter. Hallelujah. And then maybe a few years after we dead, they take that letter and put it in a book. Hallelujah. And make that book doctrine. Praise God, hallelujah, unbeknownst to the people who wrote it. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, praise God. We're going to get deeper into it next week, but we need to understand that there are people who wrote scriptures in the Bible that were meant to go in the Bible. That was their purpose of writing it. Hallelujah, and there were other people that were writing letters from correspondence between each other. Hallelujah, and as we do our research and we learn more about them from not only theologians, but historians, hallelujah, and scholars, we learned that these letters were never intended for public eye. Amen, praise God. But we'll get deeper into that next Sunday, so we invite y'all to tune in next Sunday to Straight Talk. Amen. We got, Bishop Page will be on, Pastor Ray will be on, Brother Darrell will be on, Sister Jennifer will be on, Apostle Thomas, and a host of more people from California want to get in. On this subject, praise God, hallelujah. So we invite y'all to tune in next week, amen. That's going to be at 5 o'clock Central Time, amen, 3 o'clock California Time, 6 o'clock New York Time, amen. That's Straight Talk, so we invite y'all to call and tune in for that. But let's get, amen, to testimony service, praise God. That's that time when we come before the throne of grace, amen, and we declare, hallelujah, how good the Lord is. Praise God. It's also that time that if we have a prayer request, we come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, and submit that prayer to God. Hallelujah. And we always read Psalms 100, so we're going to come out of Psalms 100 again tonight. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I like verse 5 on tonight. It says, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. I don't care, hallelujah, what you're going through right now. Hallelujah. Amen. What kind of situation? Amen. When you look back over your life, if you really look, hallelujah, you can see how God has spared you in this situation, how he got you out of that situation that you got yourself in. Praise God. Ain't that what's so great about God? Hallelujah. You'll get yourself in a jam, and he'll come get you out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But why? Because he is good. Hallelujah. Why? Because the next line says his mercy is everlasting. His mercy does not die. Hallelujah. You can mess. What did he tell the disciples? Jesus told the disciples, if you mess up 70 times a day, praise God, hallelujah, you are to forgive your brother. Amen. Praise God. So if God tells us that we should have that kind of mercy, imagine the kind of mercy that God has. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And then he says his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God, all generations, and we can take that word generations, and we can break it down from every which way. We can take it down to generations, meaning groups of people, ethnic differences. Hallelujah, amen. Black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asian people. We can break it down to generations, old folks, young folks, dead folks, folks that ain't born yet. Praise God, hallelujah, all generations. Praise God, the same mercy and grace that your great-grandma got, that your great-great-grandma got, the same mercy and grace that Paul got, that Peter got, the same mercy and grace that David got, hallelujah, that Jacob got, the same mercy and grace that Adam got, hallelujah, amen. That grace is still here. That same mercy is still here. It says it's going to endure it. Hallelujah. I would tell you before that TH, hallelujah, means it's continuous. That means it don't stop. Hallelujah, that means it keep going. Praise God, that means his grace is going to keep going from generation to generation. Hallelujah, your kids that ain't born going to get grace. They kids going to get grace. They kids going to get grace. They kids going to get grace because it's going to keep going until the world stops spinning. Praise God, that's the kind of God that we serve. One scripture tells us that he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Praise God, forevermore, even when the world stops. Hallelujah. More. Forever deals with time. Praise God. But he said even after time, forevermore, even after time is over, God's still going to be good. Hallelujah. After time is over, God is still going to be merciful. Hallelujah. After time is over, his truth, hallelujah, is still going to endure. Hallelujah. The same truth that he said in Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Amen. In Leviticus. Hallelujah, when he said, if you do good, I will bless you. Hallelujah, if you do bad, I will curse you. If you honor your mother and your father, your days will be long upon earth. Hallelujah, those promises are still true today. His promises have not changed. He said, hallelujah, that God so loved the world that whoever gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. Hallelujah. Whosoever believeth in him. See, somebody will tell you today that you're the wrong race to believe in him. Hallelujah. You came from the wrong side of the tracks to believe in him. Hallelujah. Amen. But the word tells us whosoever. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When he say whosoever, that mean anybody. That mean an atheist. That mean a murderer on death row. That mean a rapist. Hallelujah, amen. That means a sinner, a fornicator. Hallelujah, that means a homosexual. Praise God, whosoever. See, because we try to dictate who gonna go to heaven and who ain't. Praise God, amen. We try to dictate who gonna get in and who ain't gonna get in. Praise God, according to our standards. When Jesus said in his word, this is what he said, hallelujah, people gonna come from the east and the west, hallelujah, to be seated at a place of honor with Abraham. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, people that wasn't in Jerusalem, people that wasn't in the church. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. People that wasn't claiming to be saved. Hallelujah. Remember, he told a story. He said, he told his story. He said that there was a wedding. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they was going to have a feast at the wedding. And he had a guest list of people to come. But they didn't want to come. They didn't want to act right. They didn't want to do right. So he said, amen, forget them. We're going to go out to the highways and byways. We're going to get the tax collectors. We're going to get the prostitutes. We're going to get the harlots. We're going to get the drug addicts. We're going to get the pimps. Praise God, hallelujah. And we're going to, hallelujah, invite them to the party. Praise God, hallelujah, since my people didn't want to act right, hallelujah, since my people, hallelujah, didn't want to get it together, since my people were so busy pointing fingers at other people saying that they not going to get in because they doing this. Praise God, they not going to get in because they doing that. Praise God, hallelujah. All the while, God was saying, what about you? He was saying, if you can take that plank off your forehead, hallelujah, amen, you can remove that speck of dust out of your brother's eye. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. In other words, hallelujah, amen, the truth, hallelujah, amen, that was true back then is true today. Hallelujah, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The promises of God, hallelujah, that were written in this book some 2,000 years ago, amen, are still true today. Hallelujah. It is still true today that if you bring all of the tithe into the storehouse, praise God, hallelujah, all of the tithe, praise God, amen. Some people say, well, I don't tithe the whole thing. Hallelujah. I just tithe off the net because that's all I see. Praise God, hallelujah, but that ain't all you earned. Hallelujah, amen. Your net, your gross is what you earned. Hallelujah, your net is what you got after they took taxes out. Praise God, hallelujah. See, this is the thing. Watch this. See, the government don't trust you like God do. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. The government said, I'm going to take my money before you even get yours. Hallelujah. God said, I'll wait till you get yours, then you can give me mine. But the government say, no, I'm not. I don't trust you. Hallelujah. I'm going to take my money beforehand. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we say it's already gone, so I'm not going to tithe off of it. Praise God. Then we wonder why the nation is in debt. Praise God. Hallelujah. We wonder why, amen, money ain't getting to where it's supposed to go because you're not tithing on that money that they took out your check. Hallelujah. Amen. So the government is working with uncovered money. Lord, see, it's not their responsibility to pay tithes on that tax money. It was yours because it came on your check. Hallelujah, amen. So when it came out your check and you didn't pay your tithe on it, hallelujah, amen, and it went in the government, and the government started using uncovered money, hallelujah. In other words, it wasn't covered by God, and then we wonder why so much debt going on in our country. We're supposed to be the richest country in the world. Hallelujah, amen. Well, we would be if we were tithe on the Bible said that. I didn't say. He said bring the whole tithe. Hallelujah, amen. Which meant he must have knew, hallelujah, amen, that people ain't tithing on their net. I mean, on their gross, they tithing on their net. And wonder why, hallelujah, the country is in peril. Hallelujah. I keep telling you, we're the leaders. They're the ones feeding off us. Hallelujah, amen. So if the money messed up in the country, it's probably because you didn't tithe off of it. And I know a lot of you didn't tithe off your growth. Praise God, hallelujah. You ain't got a lot of kick it. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God, amen. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines. If there's somebody on the phone line tonight, perhaps you have a testimony. Perhaps you have a prayer request. Hallelujah. We're opening up the lines at this time. Hallelujah. If there'll be one tonight, the lines are open. Praise God. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who called in. Everybody who tuned in, hallelujah. We will be opening up the line again later. Praise God. If you did not get a chance, if you, God puts it on your heart to give a testimony or a prayer request later, hallelujah, amen. We will be opening up the line again. Praise God. Immediately, hallelujah, following the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To Joshua chapter 1 tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be starting at verse 1. Joshua chapter 1. We will be starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead." Hallelujah, amen. Moses, my servant, is dead. We need to stop right there, praise God. Moses, hallelujah, my servant is dead. The word came to Joshua, who was Moses' minister, and the Lord told him, Moses is dead. Now this may not seem that important, praise God, to most people, but you have to understand, Joshua already knew Moses was dead. Hallelujah, amen. They had already had their period of mourning. Hallelujah, amen. They mourned for 1 or 2 weeks, amen. They cried because Moses was dead. They wept about it. Hallelujah. So this is no surprise, praise God, hallelujah, for God to say, hey, you know Moses is dead. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But there's something coming after that. See, first of all, it's symbolic to know that Moses is dead because that means one period has ended. Hallelujah, amen. One cycle has ended, and now another cycle is beginning. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. That's the significance of saying Moses, my servant, is dead. One aspect of your life has ended. Hallelujah. And now another one is about to begin. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in verse 2, he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, hallelujah, and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give them, even to the children of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Moses is dead, and now it's on you. Hallelujah, praise God. You were, hallelujah, amen, now in charge. Hallelujah, amen. And this was a big responsibility for Joshua, hallelujah, amen, to follow in the footsteps of Moses. Praise God. After all, Moses is what, the pastor of the Old Testament? Praise God, hallelujah. He's the one that led the Hebrew children out of bondage. Praise God, hallelujah, he's the one, amen, praise God, that stretched his hand across the Red Sea and the Red Sea opened up. He's the one that asked, said, God, we hungry, hallelujah, and bread began to fall from the sky, they called it manna. Hallelujah, when that wasn't good enough, praise God, amen, the quail began to fall from the sky at Moses' command, praise God. And not only that, when Moses would take a stick, hallelujah, and tap a rock, hallelujah, with the stick, water would come out the rock, praise God, when they were thirsty, hallelujah. So Joshua has got to go behind this miracle worker, hallelujah, praise God. I don't know who this is for, hallelujah, amen, but God's getting ready to put somebody in a position that they going to feel like they are not ready for, hallelujah. They're going to feel like their successor, hallelujah, did so many great things. What can I do? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. The person before me, hallelujah, how can I fill his shoes? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not as gifted as him. I'm not as anointed. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But watch this. Hallelujah. This is the promise. See, when you are confident in God, not confident in yourself, praise God, hallelujah. When you don't lean on your own abilities and you begin to lean on God's ability, when you trust that God, hallelujah, amen. See the scripture said this, it said, greater is he who is in me, hallelujah, than he who is in the world. See, the one who is in me is Christ. The Holy Ghost lives within me.
So I'm the one that's in the world. Hallelujah. So great is he who is in me, meaning I'm not great at all. The one who is in me is great. Hallelujah. Without the one in me, I would succumb to every, hallelujah, temptation, every little thing that came my way if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, if it wasn't for Christ in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Joshua, amen, I couldn't imagine being in Joshua's shoes because does Joshua have that understanding? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that's the understanding we need to have. Our confidence should not have been in Moses in the first place. It should have been in the God that was guiding Moses. Hallelujah. Because without the God that was guiding Moses, Moses would have held up his stick and the water would have still been there. If it wasn't for the God, hallelujah, that was guiding Moses, they would have died in the wilderness. Better yet, if it wasn't for the God, they would have never gotten out of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord said we put too much on the person, hallelujah, and not enough on God. Hallelujah, amen. We believe that the person was just smart and intelligent and was able to do this, that, and the other thing, but if it had not been for God, hallelujah, amen, they would have not been able to accomplish the things that they accomplished. Hallelujah, it was under God, not under their own authority. Hallelujah, not under their own will, if it had not been God's will. Hallelujah, praise God. And Joshua should have, I don't know his attitude towards it, but if I would have been there, I would have been able to tell him, hallelujah, amen, praise God. The same thing God, hallelujah, did with Moses, God will do with you. Hallelujah, because God is just looking for a vessel to use. What you don't realize is Moses was just a vessel. What you don't realize is your successor was just a vessel. Hallelujah, amen, for God to use, that the power was not their own. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the promise he made to him. He said, verse 3, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon that I have given unto you. Hallelujah, as I said unto Moses. Praise God. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given unto you. Every place you go, you go own it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I know, hallelujah, when he was talking to them, he was talking about, you know, taking over cities. And every city they went, hallelujah, they was going to take the city over and they was going to run that place. Hallelujah. But God sent me to tell you, every place you tread your feet, hallelujah, you're going to have authority. See, whenever you go somewhere and you own something, whenever you go there, you have authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is saying wherever you go, he's going to put a thought. He's going to give the authority. You're going to have the authority on you. Everywhere you go, it's going to be like you own the place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every venue God sends you to, hallelujah, when you walk in the door, you're not going to be intimidated. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not going to be shy. You're not going to be flustered. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You're going to take ownership of everywhere God sends you, everywhere your foot treads. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He says, I've given it to you. Hallelujah. It's already yours before you even get there. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't got to worry about being booed off stage. You ain't got to worry, praise God, about getting fired out the position. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about people hating on you and trying to keep you from what's rightfully yours, because God has already promised that wherever your feet tread, hallelujah, praise God, you are going to dominate. You are going to have ownership. You are going to have authority wherever you go. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Look at verse 4. He says, from the wilderness and in this Lebanon, even to the great river, hallelujah, Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Hallelujah, amen. He gave them the whole coastline. He said, everywhere you go, hallelujah, amen. When you go to the Hittites, hallelujah, you're going to have authority there. Hallelujah, amen. When you go to the river, you're going to have authority there. Hallelujah, amen. When you go to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, you're going to have authority there. Praise God, hallelujah. God says, I'm giving you authority. Remember when Jesus rose from the grave, he said, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hands. Hallelujah, and he believed it, and he walked, hallelujah, like he had it. He acted, hallelujah, like he had it. He spoke like he had it. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's what God is trying to get us to do. Walk in the authority that God has given you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says when Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority as if he knew what he was talking about. Hallelujah. In other words, he could have been blowing smoke, but the way he spoke, hallelujah, he was convincing by the way he spoke with authority. Hallelujah, amen. And it just so happened what he was saying was the truth. Praise God. You got to believe that God has put the truth in you. Hallelujah. So when you speak with authority. Hallelujah. You speak like you know it's the truth. Hallelujah, amen. You speak like Peter did when nobody told Peter that Jesus was the Son of God. Nobody told Peter that Jesus was the Messiah. Hallelujah, amen. But when he said, who do you say I am? Peter stood up and said, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He spoke it like he knew it. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's through revelation, not through reading a book, not through being a taught. Hallelujah, strictly through revelation. Hallelujah, amen. God says, amen, I want you to be able to move off of revelation. Revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. I want you to speak that revelation knowledge with confidence. Hallelujah. Amen. Quit being scared of what everybody else going to say. Hallelujah. Amen. What everybody else going to think about, hallelujah, that doctrine, or what the theologians are going to say, or what the preacher's going to say. Hallelujah. They're going to let me preach at the next conference if I talk about this, or are they going to kick me out the preacher club, or hallelujah, am I going to get that promotion if I start preaching like this? Are they going to put me out the church? You don't need to worry, hallelujah, amen, about all that. All you got to do is worry about is what you're saying, the will of God. Did God put that word in your belly? Because he told Jeremiah, I'm sending you to kings. Hallelujah, I'm sending you to presidents. I'm sending you to judges. Hallelujah, I'm sending you to people that are going to be disagreeing with you. See, if you want people to agree with you, you got into the wrong business. Hallelujah, praise God. You should have got into your own business instead of getting to the Father's business. Hallelujah, praise God. Because the Father's business will tell you to stop whoring. Hallelujah, stop lying. Amen, stop fornicating. Hallelujah, stop cheating. And somebody going to say, I'm not going to do that. They're going to disagree, hallelujah, with what the Word of God is saying. So if you got into something to be liked, be popular, be well known, hallelujah, amen, you must ain't came to speak the truth. Hallelujah, amen, because people don't like the truth. What Jack Nicholas say, you want the truth, hallelujah, but you can't handle the truth? Lord, have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, look at verse 5. He says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Oh, my God, all the days of thy life. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, I don't know how old Joshua was. I should have researched that, how old Joshua was at this time. But he said, hallelujah, amen, there shall not be any man that can be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, if God is giving you this promise now, and you're 19 years old, you're 20 years old, you're 30 years old, you're 40 years old, praise God, hallelujah. Like we said earlier, his truth endures forever. 20 years from now, there still won't be somebody that can stand before you. 30 years from now, there still, because the devil will tell you that was years ago. Hallelujah, amen. You think God still got that same anointing over your life? That was 30 years ago. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't been in ministry in so many years. You think you can still lay on the hands of the sick and prophesy and speak in tongues? You think you can still do all that? You've been out the game so long. You've been out there backsliding and doing this, that, and the other thing, and now you think you're just going to get saved and come back in? Hallelujah. The same promise he made before you backslid. Because God said it like this, hallelujah, amen, that he is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Repent means to change his mind. He said, if I said a thing, I'm going to do that thing. If I said nobody will be able to stand against you, hallelujah, I meant that, and no matter what you do, my God. Hallelujah. See, that's the kind of God we serve. No matter what I do, hallelujah, whatever God promised me, he's going to fulfill that promise. Lord, have mercy. But see, we're not the same way. That's why God is not like man. God is not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. Because I can promise Brother Darryl something, but then Brother Darryl might make me mad. I know what? I'm not doing it. I know what I said. Hallelujah, praise God. Ain't that we always, that's the line I always hear. I know what I said. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But God say, I know what I said, and I'm going to do what I said. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. He say, amen. All the days of your life to the day you die. Hallelujah. No man will be able to stand before you, stand against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And look what he said in verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Amen. Be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. He said, be strong and of good courage. Don't have no fear in your heart. You need to be strong. You need not, we're not talking about strong physically. Hallelujah. We're not talking about being strong physically. We ain't talking about going to the gym. Hallelujah, amen, and being able to bench press 500 pounds. Praise God, hallelujah. He's talking about being strong mentally. I'm going to show it to you. Watch this. He said, hallelujah, amen, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. He's telling them, be strong and of good courage. Then he gives them a reason why. Hallelujah. For unto this people shall thou divide. I'm putting the promise into your hands, and I'm giving you the responsibility to divide it up amongst the people. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have to be strong mentally. Hallelujah. Not physically, but mentally. Hallelujah. So you won't allow people to persuade you from the will of God. Hallelujah. You don't want to end up like Saul. Hallelujah. We later on found out Saul, amen, God told Saul to go kill everything. Hallelujah. Go over there, kill everything. But instead of him doing, hallelujah, what God told him to do, he listened to what the people said. He was not strong enough in his mind, hallelujah, to follow the will of God and resist what the people were telling him to do. But God is saying, I'm giving you a responsibility, the promise that I promised their fathers. Hallelujah, truth endures to all generations. The promise that I promised their fathers, hallelujah, I'm going to give you the responsibility of dividing it up. Hallelujah, so I need you to be strong. Hallelujah, and of great courage. Because somebody out there going to try to get a little bit extra than what they have. Hallelujah, than what they're supposed to get. Somebody always wants more than they share. Hallelujah. That's why a lot of criminals will tell you they don't do a crime with nobody because they don't trust nobody. Hallelujah. Because people are always trying to get more. That people are always being too greedy. Hallelujah. Amen. And getting more than their fair share. Hallelujah. And everybody end up in jail. Praise God. Because somebody want to be greedy. Hallelujah. Amen. God is giving you a responsibility to divide it up. And people are going to want to be greedy. People are going to go want more. Hallelujah, than they deserve. More than they're entitled to. Hallelujah, praise God. Look at verse 7. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Now, the first one he said, be strong and of good courage. But now he's saying, be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah, that thou may observe, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law. Hallelujah, amen. Be strong and very courageous that you can stick to the rules. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, because when you're in a position of power, it is very easy, amen, to bend the rules and to get out of the black and white areas and work in that gray. Hallelujah, praise God. Look at David. David, hallelujah, if David didn't have the power he had, he would have never been able to sleep with Bathsheba. Hallelujah, amen. Bathsheba was the wife of a general. She wasn't going to sleep with no little shepherd boy. Hallelujah, but because of the power he had, hallelujah, that power gave him influence. Hallelujah, amen. So he had to be, he wasn't strong enough to resist that influence, hallelujah, amen, and use it in the wrong way. Amen, and led him into sin. Praise God. So God is saying, you got to be strong and very courageous, hallelujah, that thou mayest observe, meaning to follow, hallelujah, or to do according to the law which Moses, thy servant, commanded thee. Hallelujah. Look what he said. He said, turn not to the left or to the right. Hallelujah, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Don't turn to the left or to the right. I think about Peter. When Peter got onto the water, he had his eyes on Jesus. He was looking straight at the prize. You ever heard that term, keep your eyes, hallelujah, on the prize? Praise God, amen. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. It came right out the Bible. The world ain't make that up. Don't let them lie to you. Hallelujah, amen. He's saying stay focused. Hallelujah, stay focused. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Stay focused. Don't look in no gray areas. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. He's saying, amen, praise God, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah, amen. You are prosper if you live according to my rules. Hallelujah, if you live according to my law that I gave Moses to give to you. Praise God, hallelujah. This is not just, this is what he's saying, listen. This is not just me saying how I want you to behave. This is not just me saying how I want you to act. Hallelujah. I'm saying if you follow this set of rules, hallelujah, it will benefit you in your life. This is not just a good, this is not just a set of rules, praise God. This is actually good advice. Hallelujah, praise God. This is a good way to live your life. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, because look, if you believe what the word says, hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Meaning whatever you do, hallelujah, you're planting the seed, and eventually you're going to reap that harvest of whatever you did. So if God is telling you, hallelujah, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't steal, and don't kill, hallelujah, praise God. He's telling you don't sow theft into your life, don't sow lying into your life, don't sow manipulation into your life, don't sow adultery in your life, praise God, because eventually, hallelujah, that's going to come back into your life, hallelujah, 100-fold, praise God, hallelujah. So it's not just a good rule, hallelujah, it's not just a law, hallelujah, it's advice to live by, hallelujah. So many old folks will tell you, if I wouldn't have done this, hallelujah, everything that I'm going through is the result of stuff that I have done. Hallelujah, praise God. About 20 years ago, I was downtown Houston. It was this old man at the bus stop. He said he was 98 years old. He was on a walker. The walker where he got both canes and both hands. He could barely walk. Hallelujah. He just started talking to me. He said, don't I know you? I'm like, nah, I don't say. He said, didn't we grow up together? Now, keep in mind, he a 98-year-old man. Hallelujah. At that time, I was in my 20s, and he thinks he knows me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Talking about, don't you remember all them people we done killed on that boat back in the day? He began to confess his life to me, and he said, God won't let me die. Hallelujah. He said, God is punishing me because I done did so much wrong in my life. He just will not let me die. And then I thought about the scripture. There's a scripture in the Bible that say they will beg for death. Hallelujah. And it won't come. Praise God. They will beg for relief and it won't come. Hallelujah. Amen. Because everything that you are doing, you're not just doing that to me. You're not just lying to me. Hallelujah, amen. When you lie to me, what you are doing is setting yourself up to be lied to by somebody else. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Praise God. When you do evil upon somebody, all you doing, praise God, is setting yourself up. Hallelujah, amen, for somebody to do evil to you. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why God is saying it is best, hallelujah, that you keep the law. Hallelujah, praise God. One scripture tells us, believe it or not, but offense is going to come. Hallelujah, amen. There's going to be things out there that's going to make you want to sin. Hallelujah, amen. But hallelujah, amen. He said, but woe to those who bring the offense. Hallelujah, amen. See, if you take the offense and get it over with, hallelujah. But see, what we do, we revenge. We vengeful people. If you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. Hallelujah, amen. So therefore, instead of me, hallelujah, getting rid of that offense out of my life, all I did was plant more of it. Hallelujah. Now I got to wait on that harvest to grow. And when that harvest come up, there we is calling people and praying, God, why? Why, Lord? Why is this happening to me? Hallelujah. Why I got to go through this again? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why does this keep happening? Because you keep fighting fire with fire and keep getting shocked when you get burnt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. It shall not depart out of thy mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to keep the word of God in your mouth. Praise God. Amen. You cannot allow other people to influence your behavior. You got to keep the law of God in your mouth, and you have to influence their behavior. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written within. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Wait, hold on. Wait, I got to read that again. He said, I'll have good success. Hallelujah. Good success. I thought all success was good. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me I can be successfully, hallelujah, wrong? Praise God. Hallelujah. So if I don't follow his way, that means I can follow somebody else's way and I can be successful. Hallelujah. Amen. But it won't be the right kind of success. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thou shalt have good success. Don't you want to have good success? Don't you want to be successful in the will of God? Because if you are successful outside of the will of God, all that's going to do is leave you empty. Hollow. Hallelujah. Searching for something else because you're thinking that I thought that was it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought that had some substance to it. Praise God. But in the end, it didn't. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You will have good success. Hallelujah. Amen. But let me go back. He said, meditate therein day and night. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Day and night. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we try to put God at a particular, this is when I'm going to meditate on the scripture. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to do it at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it before I go to bed. God is saying day and night. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said to meditate on it, not to just read it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not to just read it. We were talking earlier, amen, about getting an understanding, not just reading it, but comprehending it. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can read something, but we won't comprehend it until we meditate on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask one of the oldest preachers. They'll tell you, hallelujah, I thought I knew what that scripture was saying for 25 years. Hallelujah. Until one day I meditated on it. Lord, have mercy. And when I meditated on it, hallelujah, amen, the word became clear. I no longer was reading the word, but the word began to read me. It began to speak, hallelujah, because I began to meditate on it. The book of Psalms tells us, hallelujah, amen, that those who meditate on the word, everything that I put my hands to will prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But by me meditating on the word, praise God, the word of God, hallelujah, I'll be able to hear clearly what the Lord is saying, and I can have that good success. Hallelujah. Instead of meditating on what I heard at the barbershop. Hallelujah. Meditating on what I heard, hallelujah, my mama said when I was a little kid. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meditating on the things, amen, praise God, that we shouldn't be meditating on. When God, Jesus told us we need to guard our ear and our eye gates. Hallelujah. We just can't be letting any and everything in. Hallelujah. But yet we do anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 But God say, if you meditate on my word day and night, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Then you will prosper. Not only will you prosper, you will have good success. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to get out of here. Let me go a little bit further. Hallelujah. Verse 9 say, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to stop right there because that's enough right there. Hallelujah. Have I not commanded me? Did I not say this? Hallelujah. Did I not say, be strong and of good courage? Yes, Lord, you said it 2-3 times. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He said, I said it. Hallelujah. And I want you to be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Hallelujah. Praise God, for the Lord thy God is with you wheresoever thou goest. Whithersoever thou goest. So he's with you, hallelujah, whithersoever thou goest. Why? Because I'm sent. Watch this. You got to know, hallelujah, amen, that you're going where God sent you to. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because God has given you a command where to go, hallelujah, but you got to know to go where God is telling you to go. He said, well, wheresoever you go, I'm going to be with you. Why? Because that's why I told you to go. Hallelujah, you need to stay on course. Praise God, hallelujah. Like he said in verse 7, you need to do according to the law. Hallelujah, like he said in verse 8, hallelujah, the law should stay in your mouth. Hallelujah, you should meditate on that law. Hallelujah, and remember what he commanded you. Hallelujah, he commanded you to be strong. He commanded you. Hallelujah, he's not advising you. Hallelujah, amen. You ever had somebody grab you and shake you and say, you need to toughen up, snap out of it? Hallelujah, you need to be strong. I'm giving you a command. I'm not making a request. Hallelujah, the Lord says. I'm not making a request. I'm giving you a command to be strong. Hallelujah, and of good courage. Praise God, hallelujah, because I'm going to be with you. Now, that's the part, like I said, the devil will try to wait years later and say God ain't with you. Hallelujah. You got to understand why God tells us these things before we go through things. So we will remember that God said he would be with me. Hallelujah. Remember when he met Mother Mary, Mary, Mother of Jesus? Hallelujah. He told her she was highly favored amongst all women. Hallelujah. Now, why did he tell us he was highly favored amongst all women? Hallelujah. Amen. Why was this information important for her to know? Because God knew what was coming up, what was about to happen in her life. Hallelujah. Shortly after God gives her this information, hallelujah, that she is highly favored amongst all women, hallelujah, shortly after that, her husband, who she's exposed to, amen, wants a divorce. Hallelujah. Shortly after that, the man that was going to divorce her, she finds herself back with him, but now they're in the middle of a desert, hallelujah, in the Middle Eastern heat, hallelujah, traveling 9 months pregnant on the back of a donkey, hallelujah, amen, giving birth, amen, to the Son of God in the middle of a barn. Praise God, hallelujah. You know she had to keep reminding herself of what God said. I am highly favored. The reason why God wants you to know that you are highly favored, the reason that God wants you to be strong and of good courage, hallelujah, amen, and because he wants you to know in those times where you don't feel favored, hallelujah, he wants you to remember this conversation that you are favored. That you are blessed. Hallelujah. It's going to be times you ain't going to feel healed. Hallelujah. You're going to feel sick. Hallelujah. But you got to remember that by his stripes, hallelujah, I am healed. Hallelujah. It's going to be times you ain't going to feel saved. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to have a wrong thought come to your head. Hallelujah. It may be a vengeful thought. It may be a lustful thought. Hallelujah. Whatever the thought may be. But when that thought comes to your mind and you begin to feel unholy, you got to remember, hallelujah, God died for that thought that I had. Hallelujah. Jesus died for that thought. I'm delivered, hallelujah, from that thought. No matter what the enemy tries to tell me, hallelujah, amen, I am saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what the word of God says. Whosoever believeth in him, even the sinner. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. He said, I have not come, hallelujah, for the righteous, but I have come for the sinner to answer a call of repentance. A call to change your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. You got to know that God is with you. Hallelujah. Through each and everything that you do, God is with you. Hallelujah. He said he'll be with you. Even when Job looked around to the left and the right and he didn't see Jesus, he didn't see God, God was still with him. Hallelujah. When they threw the three Hebrew boys into that fiery furnace, hallelujah, they didn't see God until they was in the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Trust me, God did not just appear. He was there the whole time. They just didn't see him. Hallelujah. Amen. God is with you right now. He's in your living room with you. He's in your car with you. He's in your bedroom with you. He's with you right now. Hallelujah. Just because you don't see him don't mean he's not there. Hallelujah, because we worship the invisible God. That's why we have to have something called faith, because we got to have faith in the things that we don't see. Hallelujah, amen. See, God tests our faith, amen, praise God, with things that are like him. That's the only way I can say it right now, things that are like him. You don't see God, but he's there. Hallelujah. You don't see the healing, hallelujah, but it's there. You don't see that child being delivered, hallelujah, but it's there. You don't see that financial blessing coming, hallelujah, but it's there. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to believe, hallelujah, believe it before you see it. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you see because you believe, hallelujah, you're basically cursed, but blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed is he, hallelujah, who believes and does not see. Hallelujah. Who believes and does not see. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't see how you're going to get out of this pandemic. You don't see how your finances going to get back on track. You don't see how you're going to pay your rent for this month. Hallelujah, amen. But if you are a believer in Christ, hallelujah, you are believing in something that you have not seen yet. Hallelujah, you don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how you're going to cross that Red Sea. Hallelujah, amen. You don't know how you're going to make it into that promised land. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got to believe what you don't see tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may not see God. And what God, when I say you don't see God, you don't see what he's doing. Hallelujah. Because what you're going through is not making any sense. Hallelujah. And it won't make no sense till you come out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The only reason why, hallelujah, you go through storms is because the enemy is trying to prevent you, hallelujah, from getting to your destiny, from getting to the other side. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus, hallelujah, was on the ship and he told the disciples, let's go to the other side. Hallelujah. And then while they were on the ship, hallelujah, on a lake, a hurricane came. Praise God. Hallelujah. The hurricane was trying to prevent them from getting to the other side. Hallelujah. Because the enemy knew when Jesus made it to the other side, hallelujah, somebody would be delivered. Somebody would be set free. Somebody would be saved. God is sending a storm in your life to try to prevent you from getting to the other side because the devil knows. Hallelujah. Praise God. See your faith got to outweigh the devil's faith. Why does the devil got more faith in God than we do? The devil got so much faith that he's been trying to kill you since you was a child. Hallelujah. But you ain't got no faith. Hallelujah, amen, that God has called you to be what God has called you to be. But the devil know it, and he ain't going to stop trying to kill you. Hallelujah, because he know what God got for you. Hallelujah, amen. So he's going to keep sending storms because he knows your life is going to be the light that delivers somebody else. Your testimony is going to be the testimony that saves somebody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he doesn't want you to make it, hallelujah, to the other side. So he's going to send a storm that don't make no sense. Hallelujah, amen. To keep in mind, they were on a lake. In order for a hurricane to develop, it has to be on a large body of water. That's why hurricanes develop over the ocean. Hallelujah, and it takes time to develop a hurricane. That's why we start off with a tropical depression. Hallelujah, then a tropical storm. Then it becomes a hurricane, level one, level two, level three. But all of a sudden, here, out of nowhere, here pops up a level three hurricane in the middle of a lake. Hallelujah. Have you got some storms in your life that don't make no sense? This shouldn't even be happening. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you tell people what's happening, they say that don't make no sense. That shouldn't even happen like that. Hallelujah. And all you can say is, I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on. I'm telling you what's going on. The enemy is trying to prevent you from getting to the other side. Hallelujah. And if you turn back now, hallelujah, amen. Everything that God had, amen, on the other side is still going to be on the other side. Hallelujah. That person that God was trying to get you to is still going to be there. They're still going to be in that same situation. Hallelujah, amen, because you don't want to ride out the storm. Praise God, hallelujah. Know that if God said it, hallelujah, that's what makes this verse so significant to this. Hallelujah, because Jesus said, let's go to the other side. He said, let's try to go if all the conditions are right. Hallelujah, amen. He didn't say, amen, we're going to try our best to get over there. Praise God, but if a storm comes, we're going to have to come, turn around, wait a little while, wait till the storm clears. He said, no, we're going to the other side. Hallelujah, Jesus, God told Joshua, wheresoever thou goest, I'm going to be with you. Wherever you put your foot at, hallelujah, you're going to have ownership there. Praise God, you're going to have authority there. Hallelujah, amen. So if God told Joshua this, he said all the days of his life, to the day he died, no man will be able to stand against him. If God told you we're going to the other side, hallelujah, amen. If God told you you're going to live to be such and such age, and here comes this doctor, hallelujah, amen, telling you you got some disease and this, that, and the other thing, praise God, and you need to start calling people and getting your stuff together, praise God. That's the same thing they told Isaiah. King Hezekiah, praise God. Hallelujah. They said, you need to get your house in order because you're going to surely die. Hallelujah, praise God. And that wasn't even the doctor. That was the prophet. Hallelujah. But before the prophet could make it out the gate, hallelujah, Hezekiah had prayed. Hallelujah, I'm trying to show you the power of prayer. Hallelujah, his truth, and just like it happened for Hezekiah, a prophet can come to you right now and say, you're going to die. Hallelujah, amen, get your house in order. Hallelujah, but just like Hezekiah got out their bed, set his face towards the wall and began to pray and say, Lord, the grave can't praise you. Hallelujah, I can't praise you as a dead man. Hallelujah. I can't magnify you as a dead man. Hallelujah. I can't prophesy and speak in tongues as a dead man. Hallelujah. I can't preach I can't do your will. Hallelujah. As a dead man. Hallelujah. Notice he didn't say I didn't get to do my bucket list. Hallelujah. I ain't never been to Europe. Hallelujah. I ain't never been on a hot air balloon. I ain't never went skydiving. He said, Lord, I just want to live to serve you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that before Isaiah could make it to the gate, praise God, God told him to turn around. Hallelujah. Go back and tell him I done added some more years to his life. Hallelujah. Praise God, because he had faith. Hallelujah. He had faith that if he prayed to me, hallelujah, amen, that if he kept that word and he believed that word, he meditated on that word, I would answer his prayer. Hallelujah. That's the kind of faith we need to have today. Hallelujah. Despite what the doctor said, they told my great-granddaddy he had 6 months to live. He had stomach cancer. Hallelujah. Praise God. 6 months to live. 12 years before I was born. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the man died 6 days before my sixth birthday. Hallelujah, amen. So he lived another 18 years. Praise God. After they told him, you got 6 months. Why? Because he had faith. Hallelujah, amen. The doctors will tell you, the scientists will tell you, we can't figure it out. All we know is that people that say they have faith heal faster. Hallelujah, live longer. Hallelujah, recover quicker. Hallelujah. We can't figure out what it is. Maybe it's something with their mind. Hallelujah, praise God. Maybe their mind is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, it's the belief that God, see, through man it's impossible. Through man said, hey, you're going to always have cancer, you just in remission. That's why I like what our First Lady at church say, First Lady Rebecca say, she ain't in no remission, she healed. Hallelujah. The only reason why I go back to the doctor to get a checkup so y'all can tell me it ain't there no more so I can say I know, hallelujah, because I'm healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Darrell ain't got to worry about, hallelujah, relapsing because he's healed. By the stripes of God, I am healed. I am made whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They ain't got to go back to the doctor no more. God, if God healed the men, hallelujah, he'll heal them again. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember when my mama went to the doctor, they said it looked like, hallelujah, amen, she had a series of, this was before she had a stroke, they said she looked like she had a series of heart attacks, minor heart attacks, but she had never went to the doctor for it. Hallelujah. Somebody forced her to go to the doctor that time, and then they put on medication, and it's like once they get that medicine in you, praise God, hallelujah. It seems like the medicine killing you faster than it's curing you. Hallelujah, praise God. But I said that to say, they said she had a series of mild heart attacks over the years, never went to the doctor for it, though. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Does that mean God healed her from those? Hallelujah, amen. And it wasn't until she began to take the medication, praise God, that that man gave her. See, through man, it's impossible. Praise God. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Praise God. My granddaddy, hallelujah. Not the one I was just talking about, but my other granddaddy, hallelujah. He never went to the doctor. The day he decided to go to the doctor, he died. Hallelujah. Praise God. The day he decided to go. The day he said, you know what, I'm going to give up on faith. I'm going to go to the doctor because everybody bugging me to go. Hallelujah. He died right there in the yard. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why am I saying all this? I'm saying this to say that if your faith shouldn't be in the doctors, hallelujah, your faith should be in God. You should know that if God has a purpose for you, you can't die till that purpose is over. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a prophet named Ananias, and I'm finna close with this. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a prophet named Ananias. Hallelujah. When Joseph and Mary took Jesus to be what we call Christian today. Hallelujah, amen. They took him to be offered up to the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Ananias saw Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus into the temple. Hallelujah, praise God. And when he saw Jesus, this is basically what he said. He said, I can die now. Hallelujah, because I have seen the salvation of Israel. In other words, God told him, you are not going to die until you see the salvation of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that whatever God has promised you, hallelujah, if you stay in his will, hallelujah, and live according to the way he told you to, if you keep that word in your mouth and to meditate on his word day and night, not just day and not just night, day and night. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, wherever you put your foot, you're going to prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever I promised you is not, you can't die until it come to pass. Hallelujah. I don't care what the doctors say. You can't die until the word of God has been manifested in your life. Why? Because God said so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who are you to tell God when and where he can take anybody? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Who are you to say that God, it's just that people are cutting off their own blessings and they doing this and they doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. They done wasted too much time. Hallelujah. How you know it ain't in the time frame of God? Hallelujah. How you know God ain't tell them, hallelujah, write the vision down and make it plain because it will come to pass at the appointed time. Hallelujah. 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 So as I close tonight, praise God, hallelujah. Know, amen, that God wants you to be strong. Hallelujah. He wants you to be of good courage for what, because what God is about to do in your life, hallelujah, you need to meditate on the word. You need to keep it in your mouth. Hallelujah. You need to work it. You need to act out what you're saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible instructs us to put on the whole armor of God and do everything we can to stand. Stand on the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. That you are speaking and preaching. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. And wherever you go. Hallelujah. Wherever, ever you go. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord say he will be with you. Hallelujah. And you will prosper. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on today for your word. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that word resonates in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. We magnify you, for you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We surely hope that, amen, that word, amen, has touched somebody and bless somebody. Hallelujah. On tonight, we want to go back to the phone lines and open those phone lines up. If there be one tonight, hallelujah, that has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, the phone lines are open at this time. Amen. Will there be one? Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Hey, man, let's thank God for the word. Having building up our faith. Building up our faith and believe. 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 To take action. To take action. So thank God that we believe. And when we believe, we take action. We move by faith, by what we believe. And then we can have what we believe. If we do what we believe, one of the main things is doing. He that do the will of my Father. Not he that say it, but he that do it, the will of my Father. And so thank God for the word that we need to have faith. We got to build our faith. And I think that's what surrounding yourself with the word, man. You're building your faith to let the word surround you where we don't get into fear. That's why we put the word in our minds and our hearts. Because those words that we put in our heart that come from the word will resist those words that come from the outside. And remember that the devil is always on the outside. He's not inside. He's on the outside trying to get in. And so we have to fill our house with the word. We have to fill our house with words, or the word, but I'm just saying words. We have to fill our house with words so that our house don't become empty. If your house is already full, then he can't get in because there's no room in your house for him. And so that's the way we keep him out, by keeping our house full of the word. And when he tries to get in, those words will kick him out. And so thank God for the word.
Amen. Amen, amen, Pastor, praise God, hallelujah. As you were speaking, I was reminded of that scripture when Jesus said that he cast the demon out and the demon go to a dry place, but when he get bored, he go back home and find it empty. Hallelujah, praise God. And then he brings seven more of his friends. They have a big house party. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So yeah, amen. we gotta get the word in. Hallelujah. So as soon as the enemy enters in, hallelujah, amen, he gets met with that word.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And that word kicks them right back out. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I just thought of that just came to be, something that keeps the devil out. You know, it's when the enemy come in like a flood, when the enemy comes in, then there should be a comma right there. Then it says, like a flood, he will lift up a standard against it. And so when you're full of the word, when the enemy comes in, like the flood of that word will wash it back out.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen for those comments on tonight. Praise God. Coming from Bishop Page. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's fill ourselves up with the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another comment on tonight? Praise God. Well, amen. Amen. We truly thank God for each and every person that called in on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Amen. Like I said, we will be back online this Thursday night. Hallelujah, with Sister Valencia Scott, bringing forth the word of God on Thursday Night Thunder. Hallelujah, I invite y'all to call in. Hallelujah to God. The Lord has given her a ministry, amen, to see God in the movie. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, so we invite y'all to tune in on Thursday night for Thursday Night Thunder with Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah, amen. Then next Sunday morning, hallelujah, we will be online at 11 o'clock Central Time with Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah, amen. We will be starting our new segment called Straight Talk. Hallelujah, amen, where we have an educational discussion on the Word of God and certain topics. Amen, praise God, that have come through my inbox, and some topics I came up with, and others are coming up with topics, amen, for this particular segment, this particular show. Praise God, hallelujah. And I want to remind us, amen, we can't be scared to talk about, hallelujah, amen, certain things, amen, because we Christians, hallelujah, amen, because they talking about it, like I say, everywhere else. Hallelujah, amen. So we need to get the right perspective instead of the wrong perspective. Not saying nothing and saying a lot. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So we invite you in for that. And also we got our morning shows. They popping up. Hallelujah, when the Lord moves. Praise God, hallelujah. So stay tuned to y'all Texas for all that stuff. Praise God. We have had a blessed time, hallelujah, in the Lord on tonight. I thank everybody for calling in and tuning in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and close out tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord. Hallelujah. For your life, our health, our strength. Lord, we thank you for the word that you gave us on tonight, Lord, to be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. To meditate on your word, to keep your word in our mouth, Lord. Hallelujah. That whatever we do, we will prosper and have good success. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do and everything that you have already done, Lord. Hallelujah. We will continue to praise, hallelujah, and magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time.
I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say, my...
Yeah.
Black Prince is in the building.
I mean,
you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it's true.
I'm doing this one for the business, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We're going to let it live out, you feel me?
But we're
winning for life, baby. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't going to stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel
that's how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
I'm shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level.
And
they tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel.
I'm still a boss.
Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen.
My lyrics tingle your senses.
And you don't forget to mention Alexis.
Tell me we
winning.
Win.
These
win.
Rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
Don't take sense of me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all some
hypocrites.
Yeah.
I'm really living this.
Take it to the crowd.
It's like we own it. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High.
What that,
that come with dribbling.
Yeah.
You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling it.
But
if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping it.
For sure.
Jump fly to this. Rewind this, hit it, ride to this.
Yeah.
How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dig. I try to talk and time's come to show you.
We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Yeah. Y'all looking like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to pretend it.
Yeah. Okay.
Tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are stormproof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the heavens are working. All my brothers and sisters in the storm.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine, and nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah, but where are my blue skies?
Yeah.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain. Oh, it fell from heaven like a shower. So I smile, even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
In my heart, and it feels